Задание 3-8. Вы услышите интервью с доктором Джонс. В заданиях 3-8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.
Now we are ready to start.
You're listening to What's New Miami. This is Jack Smith, and today I'm interviewing Dr. Pamela Jones, who is here to tell us about something that we can all relate to, health eating. Welcome, Dr. Jones.
Thank you for having me, Jack.
Dr. Jones, I know I should eat healthier, but I really like rich food, and I hate to think I'll never be able to eat a cheeseburger or chocolate cake again.
Well, Jack, I have good news for you. An occasional cheeseburger or a slice of chocolate cake is not going to kill you. But the key here is occasional. If you eat healthy most of the time, then every once in a while, you can give yourself a treat.
Oh, I like that. So what tips can you give to our listeners? How can they start to eat more healthily?
Well, it's best to be realistic. Make small changes over time. Start using olive oil in cooking instead of butter. If you usually have 2 pieces of bread with every meal, try having just one. Add 1 piece of fruit a day. When you're used to those changes, make a few more.
So you mean I don't need to start counting calories tomorrow?
Certainly not. For most people, just eating smaller portions will make an enormous difference. One very effective trick is simply using smaller dishes. Instead of using a large dinner plate, put your meal on a salad plate.
What a great idea. But I eat out a lot at restaurants, and the portions there are so big.
Well, one solution is to order just a starter instead of an entree. And of course, you don't have to eat everything they bring you. Instead of asking for a takeaway box at the end of the meal, why not ask for it at the beginning? Just put aside a third or a half of your meal before you even start.
That makes a lot of sense. I often think I'll never be able to eat all of this, but then somehow I do, and I'm sorry I did.
I hear that a lot from the people I work with. And that reminds me of another important tip. Listen to your body. It knows when it needs to eat and when it's full. Actually, one major problem is that people often don't eat when they're first hungry, and when they finally sit down to eat, they eat too much. This is why it's a great idea to eat 4 or 5 small meals throughout the day rather than the traditional 3 large meals.
We're about out of time, Dr. Jones. Is there any final advice you can give us?
One of the biggest changes I suggest for my patients is that they make time to eat with other people, family, friends, co-workers. People are eating alone too much these days, at their desks, in the front of their computers and their TVs. Eating with other people is a better habit in so many ways.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jones. You have definitely inspired me.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
You're listening to What's New Miami. This is Jack Smith, and today I'm interviewing Dr. Pamela Jones, who is here to tell us about something that we can all relate to, health eating. Welcome, Dr. Jones.
Thank you for having me, Jack.
Dr. Jones, I know I should eat healthier, but I really like rich food, and I hate to think I'll never be able to eat a cheeseburger or chocolate cake again.
Well, Jack, I have good news for you. An occasional cheeseburger or a slice of chocolate cake is not going to kill you. But the key here is occasional. If you eat healthy most of the time, then every once in a while you can give yourself a treat.
Oh, I like that. So what tips can you give to our listeners? How can they start to eat more healthily?
Well, it's best to be realistic. Make small changes over time. Start using olive oil in cooking instead of butter. If you usually have 2 pieces of bread with every meal, try having just one. Add 1 piece of fruit a day. When you're used to those changes, make a few more.
So you mean I don't need to start counting calories tomorrow?
Certainly not. For most people, just eating smaller portions will make an enormous difference. One very effective trick is simply using smaller dishes. Instead of using a large dinner plate, put your meal on a salad plate.
What a great idea. But I eat out a lot at restaurants, and the portions there are so big.
Well, one solution is to order just a starter instead of an entree. And of course, you don't have to eat everything they bring you. Instead of asking for a takeaway box at the end of the meal, why not ask for it at the beginning? Just put aside a third or a half of your meal before you even start.
That makes a lot of sense. I often think I'll never be able to eat all of this, but then somehow I do, and I'm sorry I did.
I hear that a lot from the people I work with. And that reminds me of another important tip. Listen to your body. It knows when it needs to eat and when it's full. Actually, one major problem is that people often don't eat when they're first hungry, and when they finally sit down to eat, they eat too much. This is why it's a great idea to eat 4 or 5 small meals throughout the day rather than the traditional 3 large meals.
We're about out of time, Dr. Jones. Is there any final advice you can give us?
One of the biggest changes I suggest for my patients is that they make time to eat with other people, family, friends, co-workers. People are eating alone too much these days, at their desks, in the front of their computers and their TVs. Eating with other people is a better habit in so many ways.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jones. You have definitely inspired me.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.